Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
Fucking crazy.
Really? I'm sorry.
Crazy busy.
Oh, well, thank you for hopping on here.
We haven't in a while. So.
Yeah, I'm going to make a proposal. Why don't we go every other week? Like for a release schedule, that way we're setting the expectation for the fans and
setting it pretty low.
Well, you know, like that's what WAF is at. That's what most of the other shows are at besides the level, but like that puts the pressure off. So we don't have to feel guilty if we miss like that. And we record once a month and we do a thing that's fun and we don't have to be like tearing our hair out.
Okay.
Is that cool for you? Cause I still like, I want to do this, but it's hard. You know,
I want to do it. Yeah, no, I want to do it hard. I don't want it to be hard.
Yeah, no, it's exactly. It is a fine distinction.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
you gotta show some pride, damn it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to do an annotated bibliography
of a book.
No, of a hypothetical paper. like most of college, it's all hypothetical.
Wait a minute. You have to say, if I were to write a paper, these are the sources that I would use.
Hey, suppose I was going to write one of these stupid papers you want me to write.
Yeah, one of these fucking things.
Right, yeah.
Huh. So really all that they need to know is that you're able to look at a book and determine the difference between the title and the author?
I mean, you have to write a summary.
Of each source?
Yeah. That's what an annotated bibliography is.
Huh. See, normally the bibliography is part of the annotation. Like, you cite that as like a, you know, go here for more shit. You know, it's a House of Leafs thing.
If you liked, then you will like.
Yeah.
If you were persuaded by.
No, here's what you have to do. Here's what you have to do. You have to create a throwaway Amazon account. Okay.
If you believed this, maybe you'll believe this.
It's tagging for ideology.
Right.
Is what it is. Yeah. Now, here's what you have to do. Instead of, you know, just typing something up in MLA style or Chicago style or whatever the fuck you have to do. I don't know. What do you have to do? Are you rocking MLA or are you rocking P something? API?
Oh, I'm straight West Coast essay. Yeah.
West Coast essay.
I'm a West Coast essay.
Wait. Does that mean you have to graffiti? Yeah, you have to write it in graffiti on the side of a 7-Eleven.
West Coast essay.
Yeah. Ooh, that got. Huh. Yep, you're a West Coast essay stylist. It's a different speed over there, right?
It is. Everything is done in loose shirts.
Yep. No, so what you have to do, you have to create a throwaway Amazon account, and you have to make a concentrated effort to skew its profile data about you as much as possible. Okay, so I need you going on there looking up all kinds of marital aids, a lot of like farm equipment, like, you know, stuff that you maybe ought not get on Amazon. Just get that there, and then when it's time for you to create your bibliography, you don't just write it out and, you know, annotate it in West Coast essay style. What you do is you just print out the page from each of those, making sure that your "you may also like" shows up in that. So it's like, why is this recommending for Of Mice and Men a Tenga egg and a combine? Huh.
I guess it's because I wanted a way to carry around my Dildren collection.
God, I was just thinking about Dildren. That's from when we were funny.
Right.
Yeah. No, I was just thinking about Dildren today. Somebody at work just used the word dildo like 5 times in a sentence. And I said, you know.
Obviously not into that whole brevity thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Most people like to get in and get out very quickly with their dildos.
Right. you don't want to get caught with that.
No.
After carpal tunnel surgery.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh,
I froze up. My tendons betrayed me.
Chasing one of those around a tile floor.
Whew, man. Yeah, no. You drop your dildo and you spill your cereal. That's a bad news.
Drop your dildo in your cereal.
Oof.
Hey, hang on 1 second, okay?
Okay. Time for a drum solo.
Are you still there?
I'm here.
Sorry. My hard-boiled egg machine, the buzzer went off.
Wait a minute, you have a dedicated machine?
Oh, I love Unitaskers. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. No.
It makes omelets, too.
Those are two very different things.
No, there's different inserts.
That's weird. So you don't make hard-boiled eggs in a rice cooker like a regular human?
No, I got a little rice cooker that's only four eggs.
Okay, cool. It's you know, that's legacy nomenclature. What is this device? Is it like a panini press? What do you got?
No, it's like you know, one of those, that popcorn popper where it's got the little wire that rotates.
Yeah, the rounder, we called it back at Grandma's house.
Yeah, it looks like that.
Okay. Does it keep the eggs ever in motion?
No, it doesn't have that thing, but that's what it looks like.
Okay. So yeah. this is quite literally an egg appliance.
It really is. Yeah, I think it's called Mr. Egg or
I love Mr. Egg.
Eggsy does it or something.
Eggman. Yeah, it's got your little Eggman there.
Mm-hmm.
You just press in on his mustache and he opens up his mouth and you put the egg inside.
Right.
Yep. Oh, and then you lower the receptacle tray and you have yourself a nice do you have any granularity over that? Is it just hard boiled or do you have to
depending on how much water you put in it, show you how hard boiled it'll be. And then there's an omelet thing, and then there's also a poaching thing.
Oh yeah, so I'll go after the rhinos.
Yeah, lions and stuff.
Yeah, do you put the whole egg in and then an omelet comes out? Is it like inflating a blow up bed?
You crack the egg and
an omelet comes out. How did the peppers get in there?
You put them in the omelet tray.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
man.
It only takes 20 minutes to cook an omelet.
Oh, only 20 minutes?
Yep.
Doesn't it just like take 10 if you do it by hand? Well, you know, it's an investment.
But I can't set it and forget it.
Right.
Until I'm recording a podcast. Yeah,
and then you have to get up and in a panic run into the other room and get your protein delight.
And then it howls at me.
Yeah. It's Mr. Egg Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's you are the person who bought me the Black and Decker egg sandwich maker thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which I saw on an episode of Cutthroat Kitchen and I thought of you.
When did you throw that away?
I didn't throw it away.
Oh, okay.
Chris, here's the thing. You buy me these gifts that you think are just like campy, like fun. Kind of like, oh, haha, here's this. But I don't throw anything away, like ever. So,
yeah, I know. I helped you move twice.
Three times. Yeah, you've helped me move more than that. No, but you gave me that gun rack as like a haha, here's a Wayne's World thing for my birthday. And every time you saw it, you said, you know, you can throw that away, right? And I looked at you grim as night and said, you know that I can't, right?
It's all this and everything else is all I have.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, what's your name? What episode is this?
My name is Chris. And it is episode 160, what?
Nine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Yeah, my name is Cole, and we're here to entertain your asses.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's shocking to me how many recipes that I employ are basically put this in a bag with some olive oil and salt, and then put it in the oven, you dummy.
You don't even use an oven.
What?
You don't even use an oven.
No, I do now. I do now that I have a that I have a kitchen that is big enough that the oven door will open.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm growing up.
Right.
Yeah, no.
He's got a bigger kitchen.
Yeah, yeah. It's that time in everybody's life. When he gets some hair in places there weren't hair before, he grows a chrysalis, and when he emerges from that chrysalis, he is inside a kitchen that is slightly bigger than the one before it. Yeah, no, man. I cooked up some mean Brussels sprouts before dinner tonight. Get on. You ever get on a food tear?
Sometimes, yeah. I like to cook.
Yeah. But I mean, just kind of like, okay, I've got this one thing that I really like, and you know what? I'm not too dissuaded from having this two times, in 2 days.
Yeah, I did that with the sweet potato chips.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, did you ever like go back and forth between chips and fries?
No. And then I stopped eating all that.
Yeah. Stopped eating all tubers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of zots.
Okay, so where does that come from? Because I remember hearing that at school. What is a zot?
They're like a creative little foam game. It's basically a toy that they made out of the middle of the fun noodle that they punch out.
Oh, it's like the donut hole. It's the noodle hole. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It was just a way to sell those.
Okay, cool. So Dubers and Zots was some kind of entertainment toy.
Right. It was like an abstract little pieces that you form together.
That you hold, and that's the toy.
Yeah. Yeah, like you made the zip gun from In the Line of Fire.
Yeah, you reenacted that. Mommy, I'm John Malkovich.
No, that was Clint Eastwood, wasn't it?
Well, no, John Malkovich was the guy who made the zip gun. Clint Eastwood was a
son of a bitch.
What? I like that movie an awful lot. Okay?
What do you know about Passenger 57?
What's that? That's Alec Baldwin?
Wesley Snipes.
Fuck. Wesley Snipes and who?
I don't know.
Chris, what do you always bet on?
John Malkovich.
No, you always bet on black. I'm sorry. That was the tagline for Passenger 57.
No, it wasn't.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, that was Wesley Snipes' thing.
You always bet on black.
Yeah, and then you always bet on the government not noticing that you didn't pay your taxes.
Yeah.
Man,
should have shown you were in the red more.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah.
Geez.
Ooh, boy. Wow. Somebody on Steam just popped up as that they're playing Chips Challenge.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's an old Windows game. Sorry. I need to.
Like California Highway Patrol?
Yeah, I know. It's Eric Estrada and what's his name? BJ? BJ Honeycutt?
Oh. They just threw them into bad dudes?
Yep. Rescued the president. Right. Ronald Reagan. Yeah. Oh man, yeah. Wesley Snipes, he's fucking crazy. He's are you aware of the Freeman on Land movement?
No, but I did. I envisioned like a Cold War game like Minecraft, only you just spend the entire time tearing down a wall.
It just keeps going.
Right.
In like either direction. So your first choice after you break through the small section that you're spawned by is, do you go right or left? And then in order to instill some kind of uncertainty in you, eventually you see another section that's been broken down and you're not quite sure if this is multiplayer or not.
Who's there?
I don't know who's there.
Mm.
Yeah.
I guess I got to break down this wall to find out.
Yeah. But that's the point. No, but like eventually you get through, but like if you keep on walking, you eventually wrap back around, you do the wrap around and you get back to the section of wall and you only have a certain number of markers to indicate that you were there before.
Okay.
Except sometimes markers of different colors show up at random.
I'm lost.
No, basically I'm describing a game that would drive somebody just perfectly insane.
When do you beat the hookers?
In a different game, Chris, we're making something magical, pure, and sure to land somebody in an asylum.
Grand Theft Communism?
Grand Theft Autobahn?
I guess. Did they have that?
That was more of a Nazi thing. I'm sure it was there. Like, okay, so from 1939 through 1945, there was an Autobahn. And then from 1945 to 1989, there was no Autobahn. And then there was an Autobahn again.
Really?
Because they stole it. It was Grand Theft.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. That's one of my big regrets, actually, is when I was...
Not being born earlier?
Well, yeah, I'm a man out of time, as we've established. But no, like, I think about this a lot. And this is serious time. Like, when I was in college... So you remember that summer I went to New York?
I do, yeah.
Yeah,
I went there, too.
You did. It was a good time. We got really drunk.
Watched over you the entire time.
You were just perched next to a gargoyle with your massive backpack that you wheeled from Penn Station.
You look behind you and there were two sets of footprints in the asphalt.
Why were you walking on that wet asphalt, Chris?
I don't know. Why were you? I was following you.
I didn't know any better. I was a naive young man from the country. No, but like that summer, my other option that I never really told anybody about was that I had a chance to go to Germany. because that was a thing that my degree program did. There was like, you know, we select a certain number of people, and you have to, you know, like you have to pay money to go do it. But like we have a sister program over at the University of Munich, and you would go over there, like you would while you were here, do like an intensive German lesson kind of thing, go to Munich, and then you would take some classes at the University of Munich and then go do like a co-op or whatever at a German media company, right? Probably making a
Scheiser video.
Yep. You have your electronic media sign as Scheisen. Yeah. And then you would come back, and I didn't do it because I figured I would literally die. I would just wither. I would wither being that far away from home. But, you know, now with a little bit of perspective and recognizing like, oh, I would like, I'm probably, you know, if with the savings that I have now, I could probably take I could probably take 3 very comfortable vacations to any place in Europe that I wanted to. Right. But right. I'm never going to do it because I'm not a college student with no commitments.
No commitments.
Well, okay. Well, I mean,
that's what I live by.
No. Yep. They call me Timmy Teflon. Nothing can stick to me.
It's how I do.
Yeah. But no, I think about that sometimes. But then New York was fun too. And that had its whole other, you know, life is compromise.
I thought New York made you into a giant ulcer.
Well, no, like in hindsight, you know, it, like for the first 2 weeks I was a giant ulcer, right? Like
I didn't cry that much.
I cried a couple times.
Every night was like that scene in Big where he gets a hotel.
I cried a couple times every night. No, the first week was pretty rough, right? Like it was really, you know, the first time I'd been as far, like, you know, even in Cincinnati, like if I called one of you guys and I said, you know what, I'm in a really bad place. Like I don't, you know,
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Like it's the new, like, you know, you or somebody else would come down and we'd have we'd have a time, but like New York was far enough away that I felt like it was not reason, you know, like I didn't want to inflict that. So it really did, you know, put me, you know, on the other side of the world kind of, right? Like there was the phone call or whatever, but you know, you're living in that apartment and there's, you know, whatsoever, but that went away pretty quick. You know?
Yeah. No, I gotcha.
Yeah.
I think I made it in like 9.5 hours.
Oh, you fucking blew through that. I have no idea how like you didn't have the entire state of Pennsylvania on your ass. Sorry, on Yin's ass.
And I think I rolled into, I actually took the train from Newark over and got off at the World Trade Center.
Yeah. You did like a parking ride.
Which was just like a basement then.
Yeah. Yeah. You did a parking ride. They didn't even have the spotlights. Yeah.
And because it was a weekend, the financial district and all that down there was abandoned. No businesses were open.
You were legend. Yeah, you were legend walking.
I was. It was crazy.
Walking down the line with your gigantic backpack and your roller bag, getting across the city.
Yep.
Yeah. I really.
I don't know why, but I thought that I was limited in baggage on how much I could bring with me, I guess.
Well, I mean, whatever you could carry.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Weird. The past.
Right. Yeah, I made it in 9.5 hours.
Wow, that's crazy.
That includes the train ride.
That was 9 hours door to door.
Yeah.
Insane.
I was at the World Trade Center from my door in 9.5 hours.
Yeah. I'm sure that's is that on a commemorative plate somewhere?
We could do it again.
Go to New York?
Yeah.
Kill it?
We could kill it.
Yeah, go there. I'd like to. Something, you know, like so. Here's something weird about that, right? Like I occasionally get in the Google Maps, and I just drop my little man in a place and like look at a street and see how it's doing.
Right, right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like that. Yeah, that one Cuban neighborhood, or what was it, South American or Brazilian neighborhood down the way?
No, it was super weird because if you walked in one direction, if you walked east. No, sorry. If you walked west, it was all Jewish, right? It was
lots of Jews. Yeah,
like hyper, or even the building that I was in, the parking lot. You had a bunch of like what looked like Amish kids playing hoop and stick.
Right, yeah. They weren't.
Right. No, like and in that direction, it was mostly like there was one liquor store which I frequented often, and there was it was mostly Jewish delis. And if you walked the other direction, it was entirely like Caribbean, like just like one direction it smelled like matzah, and the other direction it smelled like jerk chicken and pineapple.
Hasidiotic.
Yeah. No. but it was a super weird neighborhood. Crown Heights.
Yeah. Yep. That's the one, Crown Heights. I remember that now.
That's the one.
Yep.
Nobody cares.
Can we stay in the Northeast?
Yes, you can.
Okay. STDs are staging a comeback in Rhode Island.
Had they eradicated them? Is it like polio?
Yeah, they kind of did. HIV is up 33% from 2013 to 2014. Gonorrhea is up 30%. Syphilis is up by 79%.
What happened?
From 2013 to 2014. Okay, officials of the state are blaming it on hookup apps like Tinder.
I want to make a Tinder for bug chasers called Vector.
I guess. That monkey from Outbreak.com.
Chris, that title's way too long. It's not going to show up on an app.
Oh, my bad.
It's not going to show up on an app home screen.
Quote, high-risk behaviors include using social media to arrange casual and often anonymous sexual encounters, having sex without a condom, having multiple sex partners, and having sex while under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Yeah, so how are you supposed to do it if you don't do all that?
Oh, man. Like, you just have to get yourself ready for it.
You get married. They're saying that African-Americans, Hispanics, and young adults, gay and bisexual men, are disproportionately affected by the growth rates.
But that's like always. That's always the demographic that's hit by that. Underserved members of the community.
Yep. A 2013 study done by the New York University blamed Craigslist for a 16% increase in HIV cases between 1999 and 2008.
So here's my question. Okay. And yep. This is something that, like, as a parent, maybe you can get some insight into this, like when these classes start happening. But like, my sex ed was pretty
graphic.
Yeah. They had somebody get up and do a glass bottom boat right in front of the class. No. Like it was pretty basically like they described, you know, okay, so there were three key pillars to the Ontario middle school sex ed, right? Which were here's puberty for boys and girls, right? Like right. here are these videos, and then
changing.
Yeah, they had David Bowie come in and perform changes. It was super expensive. I had no idea where they got the funding.
Right. It was a grant.
I would have rather they put that into the arts, but oh well. David Bowie showing up, that counts as an art program.
Right.
Yeah. And then the second one was there was a question and answer period. The only where you wrote down the question that you wanted them to answer. And the only one that I remember was, what is the clitoris? And then watching the sex ed teacher draw a very crude vagina. You know, just like picture a vertical ovaloid that was pinched to a corner at the top and bottom, and then just lazily circling the top with the chalk and saying, this right here, this is the clit.
Why am I nug so full?
Teach, I'm full to burst, and why am I nug so full?
Yep.
And then the third was abstinence, because, you know, but like, what does sex ed look like today in the era of Tinder?
We had a slideshow that showed like shankers, and
you see, we never had that. We actually we never had the scared straight kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, we also saw like, you know, healthy ones too, but it was mostly
floor was sticky. Floor was very sticky after that.
Yeah, lots of pus.
Mm, yeah, lots of seeping.
Lots of identifying discharge.
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what is Super 8-ing in front of you?
Hey, that's the same color as if you burn copper.
It's a bright green.
It was a chemistry crossover.
Yeah, well, you know, they had to gang it up. It's kind of like we have the cafegymatorium, you know. Right. It was chemisex ad.
It was like three classes in one. We built a PC to look up pictures of Shankers.
Yeah.
And then we went to chemistry and identified the discharge.
Yeah. Look at a microscope.
Right.
Yeah. But no, like,
hey, can you seep on this glass, piece of glass here?
Yeah.
We need to do some scrapings.
Yeah, we need to enlighten the rest of the class. I'm sorry, do you have enough seepings to share with the rest of the class? Oh, that's disappointing to me. Yeah. But no, seriously, like, here's my question to you as somebody who would make policy. Like what is like what's the sex ed curriculum in this fucking Wild West where Timmy's got an iPhone and he's swiping right? Like, what do you even do? And I'm not sex negative or anything, but I'm just wondering, what do you do?
I think you don't do anything.
You just let nature take its course?
Yeah. I'm a big fan of that. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of taking the warning labels off of everything, legalizing all drugs.
Yeah.
And then just letting shit take care of itself. You know, there is that theory that, like, the reason that the world is the way that it is because people who should have never lived long enough to procreate did, because we've saved them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. By putting warning labels on everything and teaching parents to helicopter.
Wait, you mean that dance where you take your shirt off?
Yeah.
Wave
in North Carolina.
Head. Yep. Oh, go Tar Heels.
Right.
Chris, it's desperately important to me that I just named a North Carolina sports team and didn't just say a horrific racial slur.
Why would you do that, by the way?
Say Tar Heels without knowing which one it was?
Yeah. Oh, well, I get it now. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
I see the logo.
Oh, okay.
They used to be called the Slave Foot. Hey, I just read The Help. Leave me alone.
I thought you said you weren't going to read The Help.
I did read it.
Huh? You had comments on it. Did you learn how white people save black people by making them subservient?
Well, they needed them.
Who needed who?
I don't know.
Exactly.
But I've never heard the word Negra before.
Negra?
Yeah, it's in that book. It's all over that book.
That book was written in like 1982, right?
I don't know. It was written by a white woman.
It's problematic. It's problematic to say the very least.
I know that because Catherine spelled without a Z.
No, a white woman would be more apt to spell Catherine with a Z. They're all about their Skylar spelled with a CH.
Is it?
I think so. Mm. You know, I think that there's no standardization on naming, said the guy whose name is spelled weird.
Right.
Yeah. I realized that. I was thinking about it the other day. Like, my, you know, our parents gave me a gift, right? Even though I have to correct people whenever they write my name down, I am instantly searchable. There are like 8 other Coles in the United States.
With a K?
Yeah.
Hmm. Most of the Chris's with a K are girls.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's short for Christina.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that your name is it is another word for an ornate knife?
Right.
Did you know that for real?
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Like, you didn't read as many Dungeon Master's manuals as I did.
Yeah, Chris in the I got a Chris in the back.
High five.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of names,
okay.
A New York City man whose first name is God, his last name is Gazarov. He's Russian. He lives in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And the credit reporting agency Equifax has refused to recognize him or enter him in their database for the last 8 years.
Why?
Because they failed to acknowledge God in Brooklyn.
Do you think he has to live up in the sky? Chris, God walks among us.
He sued them, and after an eight-year battle, they finally came to a settlement, and they are recognizing him.
Hmm. I have to spell with an H, G-H-O-D. And his
820 credit score.
Oh, wow. He's on point.
Yep.
Huh.
He said, apparently in Russia, God is a pretty common name.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's Russian.
Yeah.
Where so did, not, where, not where, now he's going to buy a BMW.
Well, he's earned it, right?
Yeah.
So like the, like that has to be the credit score has to be the like the modern day adult version of the GPA. I've said this before, the modern day adult version of the GPA. But if you're not in like Equifax's system, like that's what that company does, right? Is data. You know, they're like, there's the whatever, the credit score and the reporting and stuff, but like they're gathering up as much data as possible. So if he wasn't entered in there, think about all the other stuff about him that is not on the grid.
Right. Like, that's what I'm saying. So like these people name their kids stuff. Like at the school I work at, there's a kid named Freedom.
Okay.
Yeah. And someday Freedom's going to need to like, you know, buy a house,
mm-hmm.
you know, or Erica or Erica.
Erica is a pretty common name.
A-I-R-W-R-E-C-K-A.
Erica?
Yeah, Erica.
That's fresh. I have to say, that's pretty fresh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Shreds at the fake guitar.
Well, you guys have the quarterly, it's the 9-week air guitar.
Right.
Yeah. Does a wicked Panama.
I don't know what her real name is.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably shouldn't be saying too many kids' names on the air. Huh. Let's see here. Like I say, you just did two stories in a row, and I feel pretty bad because I've got a bunch ahead of me, but I don't know that any of them fit.
You let me segue.
I did let you segue, and then I made a clumsy segue myself. Chris, there's something I believe, right? That if you want something, you ask for it nicely.
Right.
You know, just you just walk up to somebody and, you know, recognizing that you're talking human to human, you say with kindness and understanding,
I have your family.
Man, it'd be super great if you gave me all that money. Also, here's your wife's toe. You might need it later. Yeah. No. It's one of those. I love that voice. I love the overly enthusiastic / magnanimous passive aggressive person voice that I. Yep. But sometimes this doesn't work, as was demonstrated by 23-year-old Dominic Antonio Alfonseca, who tried to argue that he didn't technically rob that bank because he asked very nicely. So you know, he said, hey, listen, I went and gave a note that and I asked actually politely, robbery is demanding, going and demanding something and taking the money or whatever like that. I didn't do that. Chris, this note said, and I quote, police take 3 to 4 minutes to get here. I would appreciate if you ring the alarm a minute after I am gone. Make sure the money doesn't blow up on my way out. Smiley face. And he was arrested 20 minutes away. Yeah. He does what a bunch of other criminals like. You know, these patterns, right? Where criminals
do crime and get caught. Yeah, I got that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's this thing we call the justice system. No. But they post about their shit on social media. So he he was all up on Instagram. Like he posted a picture of his notes saying, lol, here we go. Like he was live vlogging his polite request.
Did you see that movie theater shooter guy? His
Dark Knight Rises guy?
Yeah. His quote in the paper today was, "My mind kind of fell apart there for a while."
No. You know, I was just going through some stuff.
I read some letters from from my old foster mom. My mind kind of fell apart there for a bit.
A little bit. Don't know what I was thinking with the hair color kind of thing.
All I have is this rack and all this ammo.
Huh. You know, I was thinking, you know, I really wish it was 4 years ago because then I would be remembered for shooting up a much better movie.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Now, they were good movies. That one wasn't good. That particular show.
No. It was, you almost tricked me into joking about that.
What? I mean, it was not a good showing.
No, it was horrible.
Not like the one where that I watched that caught on fire.
It did catch on fire. Did you ever see the end of that movie?
I did.
Did you feel bad, like, that you just didn't leave it halfway through?
No, it was good, because, like, I watched it on DVD.
Okay, okay.
And so I got to see the Bane translations.
Yep, you got to subtitle it?
Yeah, I had to.
God, I really need to. I really need to go see Mad Max, man.
I heard it was, like, the most violent thing ever.
I'm so excited to see it. It looks so good. It's got that actor. It's got Tom Hardy. It's got Bane playing
Danny
Mad Max.
Glover.
What?
Danny Glover?
What?
He just kind of walks through.
He's confused.
I think that Bane just walks up to him and, like, puts his arm around him and says, "Don't worry, you're too old for this shit."
Just ushers him over to the craft services table.
Right.
Those cameramen, and they were pros just following, like,
they
the
actually
action.
Followed him out of the set and to craft service. Hmm. And then the camera comes back, and then the car explodes.
Here, man, have these orange slices. We'll get you the help you need.
Pyro 3.
Oh, no. Tom wasn't on his mark.
Oh, God.
Charlize, where are you at?
Mm. Are they in that movie?
I think Charlize Theron is in it. She's the lead lady.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I hear it's really fucking good.
Yeah, I heard so.
Yeah, I need to go see that.
You saw The Lion Story, right?
What?
The Lion Story?
No.
Yeah, about, like, the wildlife park in South Africa where, like, people can drive their cars through.
The lions?
The African wilderness, yeah. Like, all, you know, it's like they just drive in and then they drive around and they look at all the wildlife.
It's a safari.
Yeah, but they drive their own car.
So they don't have, like
it's like looking
like
at the
Jeep.
Christmas lights at the fairgrounds.
Oh, okay.
Only in Africa and not at Christmas.
Does it?
I suppose Chris, they're open.
Chris, do they know it's Christmas?
The Africans or the lions?
I'm making a reference to an incredibly condescending song from the 80s, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, the thesis of the song was because people in Africa maybe don't have as much money as we do, they possibly don't recognize that Christ is the Lord and Savior.
Oh.
Huh. Yeah, no, I think they have Christmas in Africa.
Probably do. But anyway, the people, husband and wife, male and female, are driving through, and a lioness jumps through the window and eats her.
Hmm.
Kills her, bites her face.
Yeah, nothing.
Yep,
you're done.
Dead.
Yeah, you're fucked.
The lions have become self-aware, Cole.
Chris, I think they've always been self-aware. I think they've always known, like, we fucking rule.
That's why Jurassic World's a bad idea.
Yeah, no, like, they should really just be focusing on mammals.
What a shit movie. They're doing their promotion, their Happy Meal promotion through Dairy Queen.
What?
Yeah, Jurassic World.
That's like going through Burger King. What the fuck?
Yeah, they
have
like a
doing?
Jurassic Flurry.
What's,
or Blizzard or whatever. Yeah, what, Jurassic Blizzard.
Yeah, what's in a Jurassic Blizzard?
Dino gummies.
A gummy is a terrible thing to put in a blizzard. You want something that will be crunchy at the start, but will get easier to go as you go along.
Jurassic Smash Blizzard.
It's got some Heath in it.
Yeah, what's in that?
Chris, you started that sentence like you knew.
No, I want to know. What's it? Do I just type that in the search bar?
No, I think you shouted. Whoever's closest
what's
to you.
What's in Jurassic Blizzard?
You need to know. Like, is there an allergy concern? Like, what's happening? Is it little bits of actual dinosaur? That seems unethical.
There's got to be like something that simulates amber, right? Maybe candied ginger.
I think the Heath would do that.
Would it? Is that what you were getting to?
Not really, but you know, just thank God for small coincidences. I think the Heath would do that. I think you've got to put in some like gummy frogs. That's where they got the DNA, to fill that out. Whatever the candy equivalent is of. You know, Dr. Ian Malcolm's laugh as they're going in there.
Yeah, they're going to have like sandwiches and stuff. But the Jurassic Smash Blizzard treat is a peanut butter cookies smashed together with chocolate chip cookie dough.
Man, that sounds gross.
There are also Jurassic hot treats. Or hot eats, sorry.
Chris, never say hot treats again.
Why?
I don't know. That just sounds...
We couldn't afford a spam. We had to have hot treats.
Oh, yeah, treat. Oh, I forgot about treat. Huh. It always had the cloves pushed into it on the box art?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because it was ham.
Yeah, it was canned shoulder ham.
Jurassic snack melt duos. Buffalo chicken baked wrap. Yeah, just their normal stuff, only they put Jurassic in front of it.
Oh, it's like the it's like that fucking Hobbit menu at Denny's. It's Gandalf's wand slammer. It's a fucking grand slam.
Now, was there a character named Hammy?
Yep. Yeah, he was one of the forgotten hobbits. He was a background player. He had like a 7-verse song in the book, but they cut him out. They added him back in the extended edition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe you.
Did I turn that into not a joke?
You went too far into your world for me.
Chris, I leave lots of lots of fishing line, a lot of rope. I just want you to follow me.
Jurassic Smash.
Jurassic Smash. Brian Urlacher. Mm. Yeah, you yeah. Man, so
yeah, they're lying. Yep.
Yeah, I'm happy I don't have roommates. I think about that every day.
Oh, I agree, because I want to hear what you have to say.
About what?
Wherever you're going with this. I'm sure you're going somewhere great. Because you're so good at this.
Am I?
You have so much time to do it.
I suppose. But I just like that there are people at work who have roommates. And it's like, you're adults, right? I can't picture being an adult and having a roommate. And again, kind of like those, you know, the patterns we notice, right? The criminals posting on social media, other patterns.
Are these people dating or married or?
No. They're just like, yeah, I'm a grown adult and I have a roommate, probably for financial reasons or something. I'm not passing judgment. I guess what I'm saying is, even though I never had like an explicitly a bad experience with a roommate, just the 5 years that I lived in a house with a bunch of other people, it grates on you, right? I think my lucky stars that I can be weird, that I can, you know, speak very loudly into a microphone in the middle of my dwelling without people getting upset at me, right?
Right.
But you know, just like we notice these patterns with adults, people who are far too old, who are past roommate age. I think acceptable roommate age is anywhere up to 25, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would say like 28 or 29.
Really? Well, it's like a mm-hmm. friend situation. I think it depends on locality too. Like if you're living in a really expensive place like San Francisco, I don't blame you for doing that. You know,
you'd have to have like 10 roommates.
Oh yeah, like you have to be stacked like cordwood, like in one of those Japanese cabinet hotels or drawer hotels. But no, like, you know, Florida, it makes me, I think if you're living in Florida, you can probably like there's enough elbow room there that you can probably swing it on your own, unless you're John Herrick, who is 54, who was arrested for attacking his roommate with a box cutter because of a dirty towel.
Slancha.
What's a slancha?
Chris, it's a Gaelic word, means to your health.
Are you lying to me?
No, I got a little leprechaun word of the day calendar.
How many words are on that? 365?
They only had like 4 words.
Okay.
They repeat a lot.
Yeah, but not in the same order. Sometimes you get 5 slanches in a row. Yeah. But no, this some neighbors were just walking by. This is in Cape Coral, Florida. A guy comes running out with another guy yelling at him. One guy was carrying a very large stick. The other one was carrying a box cutter. And the argument was over a dirty towel in the bathroom.
People snap.
People like over
especially the small,
over towels. Towels are snapping all across America, Chris. It's a real danger to people's testicular health.
Trying to give towels to Africans.
Only towels from the losing Super Bowl teams, though.
Towels across America.
I just picturing that as like really misguided flood relief.
Like people like lining up towels end to end.
Yep.
From New York to LA.
Yeah, sponsored by JCPenney. They're going to make a mint. Huh. Chris, capture that. Mint flavored towels.
It could be.
Refreshing. Hmm. What would be wrong? What would be wrong with misting your towel with some menthol before you get out, like before you get in the shower? When you get out, you have yourself a very soothing, cooling sensation as you mop your pits.
Invigorating.
Yeah, I think we're on the edge of some kind of new holistic health trend.
Hmm.
You got a story?
I do. A study done by Brunel University in London, they went after 555 Facebook users who completed surveys about their self-esteem, narcissism, and personality traits, whether they identified as an extrovert, whether they were neurotic, their openness, their agreeableness, and their conscientiousness. This was all to determine what these types of people posted on Facebook.
Were they aware that this was an experiment that was being done on them?
Yes.
Okay.
No. They just filled out the questionnaires and then they monitored their Facebook.
Okay.
So extroverts, obviously, Frank, they wrote about social events and tended to use Facebook exclusively to socialize. Conscientious people wrote about their children. Okay. People with open personalities shared their political views.
Oh, those assholes.
Low self-esteem, and this is where I wanted it to get interesting for us.
For us in particular?
People with low self-esteem frequently posted about their romantic partners.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, these are the people who walk around at a party with their hand in the back pocket of their lady friend.
Right.
Or their boy, or their fella friend, you know? I'm not going to discriminate.
Right. People are more likely to post relationship-relevant information on Facebook on days when they feel insecure.
Hashtag blessed.
Adding, it's reasonable to see the move as a way to claim their relationship.
Hey, guys, remember? I'm not alone. Guys, listen.
This wasn't for attention or validation so much as when narcissists do it. The narcissists update about their achievements as well as their diet and fitness routine.
Mm. Those fuckers, come on.
Right. Look at this meal I made.
Blech.
Yep.
Yeah, although I am the guy who talked about perfecting the Brussels sprouts recipe earlier. Fuck.
Portobello snack wrap.
That sounds so ill-advised.
Yep.
Ugh.
That's what I do.
Huh. Is that what you did? Really? Did you get
it? It appears as though the Facebook friends of narcissists, they go along with it.
Oh, they feed it.
While they secretly dislike the people, yet they feed it by liking and commenting and everything else. But the idea is that those people hate them.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've had to stop reading Facebook. Not because of a particular thing, but I really had to ask myself if this was adding value to my life, because these behaviors, I don't think that there's any one of these behaviors that you just outlined that isn't fucking insufferable.
I don't know. I like Facebook. It's good for stalking.
I'm sure it is, but like you have to have people in your life that you're interested in what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I use Pinterest to find new stockings.
Well, you have to. Sometimes.
I do my stalking on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you get on a run.
Yeah, there's just different stuff, like games and different videos. I'm looking at my Facebook right now. Oop, there's some food.
There's some food. You might as well just leave it to be a colon cam. I just, you know what pushed me over the edge was the clickbait. I would see people that I otherwise respected posting about one weird trick. It would just be too much.
Like statements on racism.
Yeah.
Your favorite Disney princess.
Ugh. Your quiz, your favorite quiz. That's why I just post clickhole stuff.
I don't
even care.
Hmm. Yeah, there's lots of stuff. Oh, new haircuts for your mixed kids.
Well, you know I can't put that on there.
What?
Do you care to clarify?
Oh, mixed race.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I think we're done here.
I'm sorry. Did I mention I read The Help?
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Oh, God. Well, okay. So I want to draw us to a close. I think we're post. We're post ending music. Like, what's next on your reading list for this?
Oh, I'm done.
You're
that
done?
Was it.
Yeah. That was it.
Yeah. All 832 pages. Mm. Large print edition.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why large print?
I like to keep a distance from my stories.
You like to read them. You have like a little stick that you use to turn the pages. You just put it on the bathroom floor.
Right.
Yeah. 830. Like, man, there's so many.
Yeah, but it's like
so many better books.
704, I think.
Ah, okay. Yeah, even still, there's so many better. Read a fucking Stephen King book, man. Oh, well. Chris, do you want me to tell them what they can do?
Please.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening. We have the Facebook group. That's facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids. Still working on changing some of the hosting up so you can get a hold of the old episodes. We've got lots in the back catalog. We're going to be changing up the release schedule a little bit so we don't disappear for a long time, you know, just because of life stuff. Thank you for understanding that. We appreciate your patience. Most of all, keep on listening. And if you can leave us a Facebook review, not a Facebook, an iTunes review, that is very much appreciated. Chris, did I forget anything?
You got it.
Cool. Sorry, America.
Sorry.